Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, Friday the June 20th, getting closer to Saints training camp, almost a month away till players have to report on July 22nd. See, I got it right this time.
Good job. It'll be here before you know it.
Colin gave me the thumbs up. I had butchered it, like I said, three different dates when it was first came out that the vets and rookies will be reporting on July 22nd.
Well,
I think
the 19th.
Oh, I said both days were the same.
Oh, are they the same?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm messing it up. Sorry.
Believe me. I already butchered this a couple days ago.
I know it 22nd is when the veterans report, and that's the important day.
Yeah, so I imagine, they'll get settled taking their physicals, and we'll probably be out there either the 23rd or the 24th for our first availability.
I believe that is correct, yes.
Talking about Saints, and one guy who's been making his media rounds, Cam Jordan, appeared on ESPN NFL
Silver-haired
Live the other
Cam
day.
Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. Quite interesting seeing him with that look, and it's all pulled back. And seems just born, though, to be in the media after his playing career does finally end.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, Cam was on ESPN Live, as I mentioned, and they decided to bring up the Black and Gold's QB situation, and here's what our guy Cam had to say.
Seen a lot of quarterbacks coming in and out of that locker room, facing them on the other side.
Yeah.
What stands out to you about the current group that you have?
Man, young, a lot of potential, a lot of hope. And in this building, we bring in a new head coach with Kellen Moore, and you knew the quarterback he was at Boise State to him being a quarterback for the Cowboys and a myriad of other teams. And he goes and drafts a guy day in practically almost like in the first round, really. Yeah. It's a 40th overall pick. Second round, but you also got Spencer Rattler. You also got Jake Haener. We brought in Hunter Decker.
Yeah.
Just nothing but youth.
No kidding.
So we're talking about wide-eyed kids, but that's just it. They're not playing like that. We only had OTAs, but each one of them made some throws that you're like, okay, I see some stuff. Now let's add on pads. I won't test anybody until you've gone through live bullets.
Yep.
But I like what we're seeing early.
Yeah.
We're talking about Tyler Shuck is making all the right throws at the outs, the check downs, timing wise, good stuff. You're talking about Spencer Rattler. I'm high on Spencer Rattler myself.
Yeah. So what did you see in those six starts?
I mean, Spencer's got that competitive want to.
Mm.
He's got that grit.
Yeah.
You know, but same with Tyler Shuck though. His is more like a subtle. Like he's understanding everything. Like he's comprehending at a high level. I don't think we're in a bad place in terms of the future of what they can do.
So the eternal optimist Cam Jordan is staying positive about the Saints QB situation currently.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't think Cam would tell us if he wasn't positive about the QB situation.
Right. Oh, we're stuck with a bunch of these young guys.
Yeah, that's not what happens. That's not what team leaders do. But I do believe Cam is going to gas these guys up. We'll have to see. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for Spence.
Got to have hope.
And I think Spence wins the job out of camp. I do. That's where I am right now. But I still don't think it's going to be, whichever guy you land on. A successful season for these guys is hitting the over on wins.
Five and a half.
It's just tough to see a scenario where even if you get good quarterback play, it's going to be inconsistent from young players who are trying to take a step forward. So, I don't know, in the locker room, you should. I hope they feel positive about these guys. I just think that the ceiling when you're in this situation is so low because, and the floor is so low that it's like you have to max out your good luck.
Sea level for crying out loud.
You have to, if it rains even more than an inch, your heels are wet. But, they'll need to get LSU Arkansas levels of good fortune to get close to the ceiling. And I hope that happens. I hope that happens. But I have a feeling when folks hear Cam say stuff like that, they're just like, I don't buy it.
Cam, he did mention, though, I got to see it with pads on, which I think we all fully agree with.
Yeah.
Seeing, you know, organized team activities and mandatory minicamp with non-padded sessions going on, that's not football.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing. My long-standing take is that rookie quarterbacks struggle. And yes, there are outliers.
Sure.
But
do we have a Jaden Daniels?
Yeah,
probably not.
Right. Like, the reason they struggle is because they have to learn on the job. Will Spencer be a little better because he's not a rookie and he has that experience last year?
Should
maybe
be.
I mean, if you have to send a guy into a train wreck, at least he knows what it feels like to be in one, right? Because that's what it was last year.
Yeah.
And like, I say that as a joke, but I also mean it, right? Like, if you're gonna have to put a guy in a bad situation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It'll be a lot easier for him to succeed through that than a rookie quarterback who is still just trying to figure it out. So I just think, at this point, I look at Spencer and say, he gives you the best chance to win. Is he your long-term quarterback? I don't know. It's not a terrible quarterback situation to be in. It's just when I hear Cam say it, it's weird because I think it's a decent quarterback situation for the next 2 to 5 years. I don't know if it's a great quarterback situation right now for this season. And for a guy like Cam, I don't know if he has more than this season.
Right. Because
he's my age.
Seems to be practicing for his next career as well.
Oh, he's been doing that for years. I mean, that's nothing new. I mean, he's been setting up a media career, a post-playing media career for like the past decade, it feels like.
Who knows? Maybe he'll be our teammate on WWL one day.
I think he's got higher ambitions, Steve. I think he wants
NFL Network.
He wants
ESPN.
People to see his face. But no,
he,
I mean,
he's a pretty face, though. So.
He does. I mean, you don't dye your hair silver blonde or whatever you want to call that for kicks.
You see, even ESPN broke down his different hairstyles through the years.
Yeah, I actually have like a sticker. My wife got me. She found it at Dirty Coast. They have like a sticker pack that it's like Cam Jordan's styles through the ages, and the pirate is still the best one.
See, I'm a fan of the bit, like the kind of mini fro he had going on.
The little fro was good. He also had like a funny flat top look when he was on.
Oh,
he was on the league early in his career,
right?
And they did a Cam Jordan Cameron joke. Still funny to me. But, yeah, no, I mean, and I hope that my negativity is misplaced for guys like Cam and Mario and Tyron, and they can have, you know, because who knows how, I mean, maybe they stick around beyond this season, but I don't think anyone's looking at more than this season right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it negativity. It's just perception of this ball club right now.
It's just reality, and I hope that for those guys you can have at least one successful playoff season. Like, that would be fantastic. It would be so much fun because the expectations are so low that even just getting to the playoffs, even sneaking in to a wild card spot would
huge
be
success.
This massive, fun, exciting season. And I do think that's possible. I just think a lot will have to go your way.
Sure.
Right? You know, like a left fielder who hasn't made an error in 65 games is going to make the worst play of his life in the biggest moment to benefit you type of luck is what I think the Saints will need.
We're going to need some kind of...
I feel so bad for that game.
It was awful. You know, we're happy LSU won in advance, obviously, here.
Oh,
but
man.
The aftermath and the contrast, seeing the Arkansas players going through that, even if you're, you know, the biggest LSU fan, I can't see you relishing in their pain at all. I mean,
no,
I'm glad it wasn't LSU, but you feel that for these kids.
Yeah. No, it reminded me of it's very different circumstances, but like the energy around it for Arkansas kind of felt like the post no call energy here.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Where it just felt like it's like you had that. And then it was just taken away. And at least they did it to themselves.
Right. I was going to go there with that.
You know, because, but
the no call was not the same.
But the result is the same, right?
Sure.
Like you felt like you were
away
there.
From you.
Like
yeah.
You could see it. You were making plans for what you were going to do in between that game and the Super Bowl. And then suddenly it didn't happen. Arkansas, up until that moment, was like, all right, let's get ready for a winner take all rematch. And then suddenly it's like, oh, that's not happening. What do we do now? The season's not only is that not happening, the season's over. good luck. Goodbye. We'll see you next year. Yeah, it's such a terrible spot to be in. But yeah, if the Saints get back, that, you know, I would take a no call this year if they were able to get into that situation.
Oh no, that was just terrible. That was my
should
first...
I not wish that on us?
No, that was my first year on the sideline, Jeff. And yeah. I'm now tapping my feet, going, oh, I'm going to the Super Bowl, and
not
yeah,
so
that
fast.
Didn't happen at all.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the sideline for 2 years. I haven't even snipped a playoff game. So, although they got pretty close in 23, like. It's kind of crazy to think how negative that whole run was and how close they actually were to making it to the playoffs that year. I mean, they finished the season 9-8. They had two tiebreakers to get in, and they just didn't get either of them. DJ Chark fumbling at the goal line against the, you know, like, it's like they could have won that anyway. But it is what it is.
Well, at least those 2 years of Derek Carr is now over with, and now you either got Spencer – or Tyler leading the way.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of like the alternate history, or like the alternate reality of that what this season would be like if it was another Derek Carr season. Like, I feel like the energy would be so much different in the fan base about, like,
it wouldn't be better.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
it would be worse, even though I think you probably have a better chance to win games.
I know, it's wild.
Like, your ceiling would be higher with Derek. And I'm not saying like anyone would be happier about it. I think they would be mad about it. Because like I think fans are okay with struggles as long as it feels like the struggles are leading to something. Like you can improve through that. It just never felt like productive struggles in the way it was happening the last 2 years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.